Hachette Audio presents Work Rules, insights from inside Google that will transform how you live and lead. Written and read by Laszlo Bock. Please enjoy the PDF of images that accompanies this audio program. Dedication for Annabelle, Emily, and Lila. May you always love what you do. Preface, a guidance counselor's nightmare. Building the perfect Google resume in retrospect. My first paycheck came in the summer of 1987 when I was 14 years old. My best friend, Jason Corley, and I had been invited by our high school to enroll in a summer school debate class the year before ninth grade. By the next year, we were teaching it. We earned $420 each. Over the next 28 years, I amassed a random walk resume that could best be described as a guidance counselor's nightmare. I worked in a deli, a restaurant, and a library. I tutored high school students in California and taught elementary school students English in Japan. I was first a lifeguard in real life at my college pool, and then I played one on TV, appearing on Baywatch as a 1960s lifeguard in a flashback, and as that old acting standby, man walking across background. I helped start a nonprofit that supported troubled teens and worked at a manufacturer that built construction products. I stumbled into consulting on executive pay, and with all the wisdom a 24-year-old can muster, observed that human resources was a stagnant field and fled to get an MBA. 2 years later, I joined McKinsey & Company, the management consulting firm, where I focused as little on people issues as I could. During the dot-com boom years up until early 2000, I advised technology companies on how to grow sales, users, and organizations. And when the bubble popped, I advised technology companies on how to slash costs, run efficiently, and pivot into new businesses. But by 2003, I was frustrated. Frustrated because even the best-designed business plans fell apart when people didn't believe in them. Frustrated because leaders always spoke of putting people first and then treated them like replaceable gears. Low point on my first project? I asked my manager for career advice, and he told me, "You guys are all like arrows in a quiver. Every one of you is the same." I'd held blue-collar jobs and white-collar jobs, been paid minimum wage and a six-figure salary, toiled alongside and been managed by people who didn't finish high school and people with PhDs from the poshest universities in the world. I'd worked in an environment...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?